I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. A former scientist for the Colorado Bureau of Investigation tampered with lab results. That's according to an internal affairs investigation that found more than 650 cases where DNA results had been manipulated. The scientist omitted facts from criminal justice records, tampered with DNA results, and violated CBI's code of conduct. It will cost CBI $7.5 million to retest the more than 1,000 cases the scientist handled. Colorado Democrats liked what they heard during President Joe Biden's State of the Union speech last night, from calls for new housing tax credits to a fair tax system. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says he was pleasantly surprised.
What he had to demonstrate was he had the force of energy, the forceful nature, but he also had to have wisdom. And he didn't talk about things that were reckless or out of control. He talked about things that were doable, so many small things that can improve people's lives.
Colorado Republicans, however, panned the speech and Biden's agenda. Republican Doug Lamborn says the union is declining under Biden's leadership and pointed to concerns such as crime, the promotion of green energy, and the situation at the border. Prosecutors investigating a Denver funeral home owner accused of hiding cremated bodies at his home say they have found additional cremains. Miles Harford attended a court hearing today. He's charged with forgery, abuse of a corpse, and theft. Authorities made the initial discovery during an eviction at his former home in February. Prosecutors have not said how many additional remains were found or where. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News. It's 6 minutes past 4 o'clock. Keep it tuned for All Things Considered. That's next.